Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Beis, and we are starting Aleph Amud Beis. That's both in the Ayz V'Hadar and in the Archkol Surah Sadaf. However, in the Ayz V'Hadar Surah Sadaf, it's 7 lines up for the bottom at the 2 dots with the words Ilu Bayis, whereas in the Archkol Surah Sadaf, it's 3 lines up for the bottom at the 2 dots with those same words. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basir Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, and Havan Aliyah. So we're trying to understand Shitas Chum of the Mishnah. Why is it that a Sukkah that's above 20 Amis is Pasul? We tried to compare it to Mavui, and then we ended up saying that it can't be compared. Now the Gemara suggests that perhaps it's like a house. But right away, the Gemara tells us it can't be because Ilu Bayis Shu Gvaya Mikama, Shema Enechai V'Maka, Enechai V'Mezuzo. If a house is very tall, it's more than 20 Amas, are you going to say that it's not Chayv V'Maka, which is the fence that a person is Chayv to put around the roof, and that only applies to a house? Or you want to say that the doorways are not Chayv V'Mezuzo? That can't be. Of course, we know if a house is above 20 Amas, that doesn't make a difference. It's still considered like a house, so why would a Sukkah be any different? So we suggest that no, Ela Bayis Makura V'Ein Sukkah Makura. A house has a proper roof to it, whereas a Sukkah doesn't have a proper roof, it just has Chach, so that would be the difference. A house that's above 20 amis is still considered chashav. It's still a house because it has a proper roof. Whereas a sukkah, it doesn't have a proper roof. So above 20 amis is not considered a proper structure and therefore would be pasul. As the Gemara Matzinu Sikach Shehu Kakiroi, we find a sukkah that it has chach, but it's like it has a proper roof. What does that mean? The Tani Taman, we have a Mishnah later on that tells us, Hirchak as a sikach manadfan is shalosh etvachim psul its pasul. And it's not really this part of the Mishnah that we're focusing on. It's really the next part, which is not brought by the Gemara. It was referring to Bais Shenifchas Vesikach Agabov. As a regular house, and then there's a hole in the roof. Maybe a rocket fell in their house. Baruch Hashem, no one was hurt. Everything's fine. And before insurance paid to get it fixed up, they realized, hey, it's Sukkos. We have a big hole in our roof. Let's put some schach on there, and we'll be able to sit at our dining room table in a perfectly kosher sukkah. So Misha says, you just have to make sure that there's less than 4 amos from the wall of the house up until where the actual schach is. And as long as there's less than 4 amos, then we view that roofed part of the house as if it's the wall of the sukkah. This is called Daifin Akuma. It's like a bent wall, and it's perfectly kosher. And so we see that we can have a kosher sukkah, then the majority of the top of it is the solid roof of the house. So how could you say that sukkah is not like a house? The Gemara suggests, fine. Elo bayis megupof ve'ein sukkah megufafes. A house is completely surrounded, whereas a sukkah is not surrounded. A sukkah, as we mentioned above in the Gemara, only needs to have 2 and a bit walls, so it's basically totally open, whereas a house is closed on 4 sides, so we can't compare sukkah to house. Ask the Gemara, based on al fantav, areich sadro, what about an sadro, which is like a porch of sorts, shenifritzav m'loy l'rushus harabim, it's completely open on one side to Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ila says, "B'shem Rav V'Rav Yechanan, that Turehin Amrin, both of them, both Rav and Yechanan say, Metatlon Bekula, you could carry in this entire Achsadra, even though it's completely open to the Rosh Hashanah on one side. In other words, the inside of this Achsadra is still considered Rosh Hashanah. It's like a house. And so we see that a house is like a sukkah. So we clearly can't compare sukkah to a house in this idea of passeling it above 20 Amis. And that's why the Gemara tells us, my Kedain, what is it? And what's the reason why the sukkah above 20 amos, it's possible. So Rav Ovo says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, HaTaira Amr, the Torah tells us, B'sukkas teishvu, you shall dwell in sukkas. What do we learn from here? An esrim amo, at yeshiv b'tzila shal sukkah. Up until 20 amos of height, you're sitting in the shade of the sukkah, which remember we explained yesterday at the introduction to the Masechta, sukkah means schach. So when it's up until 20 amos, what's providing you with shade? It's the schach. Whereas me esrim amo l'malon, when it's above 20 amos, at yeshiv b'tzila shal defanois, you're sitting in the shade of the walls, because the walls are so high, it's the walls that are providing you with the shade, not the schach. Now, yes, at noontime, when the sun is directly overhead, so it's the schach which is providing you with the shade. But when it's not noon, the rest of the day, when the sun is a little bit to this side or that side, it's the walls that are providing you with the shade, and that's the problem when the sukkah is above 20 amis. Now, Rabbi Yonah just comments on this 20 amis. That's only when the schach is 20 amis above the top of the wall. But if the schach was within 20 amis of the wall itself, then it's not a problem. However, Amalei Rabbi Yisra told him that can't be, because al daitach, according to you, that Amar, that you say, b'tfanis ha-davar taloi, that everything has to do with the walls, that as long as the schach is within 20 amos of the top of the wall, so in this thing, the Mishnah should teach as follows, sukkah shehin asuna l'malam esrim amal l'defanis psula, that if the sukkah, meaning the schach, is above 20 amos of the walls, it's possible. And we didn't say that. We said, if the sukkah is 20 amos tall, which means the schach is 20 amos high, period. It doesn't make a difference where the walls are. And so this pshat can't be correct. We go into another explanation, though, of why a sukkah is not to be above 20 amos. Rav Bas says, B'shem Rav, B'she'in ha-machzek as el kadei rosh v'ruba v'shulchanoi. This psul is only when a sukkah is the smallest size, it's the minimum that it can hold his head, the majority of his body, and his table. And that's a small sukkah, which is a 7x7. As we said briefly yesterday, the minimum size a wall of a sukkah is allowed to be is 7 tefachim long. So that's the type of sukkah that he's sitting in, 7x7. So it's in this situation that if the walls are 20 amos high, then it's possible. And that's because it's like a lul shel tarnagoilim. It's like a chicken coop. And that's not a proper sukkah. Avol m'chayis ha'machzakas yosir k'sheira. But if the sukkah is wider, it's more than 7x7. So it's actually not a problem if it's above 20 amis. Whereas V'yakar Ra'acha says b'shem Rav Yeshia, a different explanation. B'she'en defneseh oilis ima. That's only when the walls don't go up with it. Avol m'chayis defneseh oilis ima k'sheira. But if its walls go up with it, then it's kosher. And the understanding of this is based off of a pasuk that tells us l'man yedu darseichem ki basukas hashavti as b'nei Israel. So there has to be this yedu. You have to know that you're in a sukkah. And how do you know that you're in a sukkah? Well, that's when your eyes register that you're sitting under schach. The problem is once we're dealing with 20 amos of height, your eyes don't see that far. Your eye just doesn't catch it. It's too high. And that's where Rav Yaakov Ra'acha b'shem Rav Yeshia is differentiating between the walls reaching the schach or not. If the walls don't reach the schach, so imagine your eye following the wall all the way up, and then the wall stops and there's no schach there, so you can't see that you're sitting under schach. As opposed to if the wall goes all the way up to the schach, even if it's above 20 amos, that's not a problem because you're gonna see that schach due to the fact that your eye is following the wall all the way up to the schach. Now we start with asking questions. Bahamas Nisa Pliga. The following brisa seems to be not like Rav Baba Shem Rav, which is the previous shita regarding the psul of 20 amos of height being only for a tiny little sukkah that's 7x7. Why? Because what does the brisa say? Amar Yehuda tells us there was a story with the sukkah of Hilani Amalka, Queen Hilani. She was Megayer, this is the whole story, but she was sitting in her sukkah in Lod. It was higher than 20 amas. And the Chum were going in and out saying, Shalom Aleichem, Akad Yomtev. She was the queen, so you come and see Akad Yomtev. And no one told her anything. And so Rabbi Yehuda is bringing this to Zariah for his own shita that a sukkah above 20 amas is perfectly fine. Now, Amrulai, they told him, no, it's because she's a woman. And a woman's not commanded that she has to sit in a kosher sukkah, so that's why they didn't tell her anything. However, Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yehuda responded to the Chamim, and Misham Raya, if from there's a Raya, V'aloi Shiva Banu Talmidei Chachamim Hayula, Hilani Amalka had 7 sons that were Talmidei Chachamim, and they were definitely in the sukkah with her, so there's no way to say that her sukkah, which was above 20 amis, only held Rosh Yeruba V'Shalchanai. It's not possible to fit 8 people in a sukkah which is 7x7 Tfachim. So it can't be that the psul of a sukkah above 20 amis is like Rav Baba Shem Rav. I'll rather we suggest B'Shein definitely said, it must be that the walls didn't reach all the way to the top. They didn't reach the schach. Now, this turns out to be a problem with Rabbi Yeshia because it doesn't make sense that a queen would be sitting in a sukkah that the walls don't reach the schach. What, you think she doesn't have enough money to pay for walls that reach the schach? And Rabbi Yeshia seems to differentiate that if the walls reach the schach, then it's not a problem. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the sukkah that she was sitting in was okay. It was kosher. But how do we understand this? So the Gemara answer is no, that's not a problem. Mestabra, Mada Amr Rabbi Yeshia, less he pliga. It's logical to say that's what Rabbi Yeshia said is not a problem with this. It was the normal way of wealthy people. They would make their walls thin and really short as well. So the cool air could come in. You know, very often you're sitting in the sukkah and it might be somewhat cool and breezy outside, but since the walls are completely closed off and sealed and they reach the schach, there's no cross breeze going through your sukkah. And so the wealthy people, and nowadays you see even not wealthy people do this, keep the walls of their sukkah a little bit short, or they elevate their schach above the walls of the sukkah, and that enables a beautiful breeze to come inside. So it actually does make sense that Hilani Amalka was sitting in a sukkah that the walls didn't reach the schach. Now I have a question in Shitas Chachamim regarding a sukkah which is above 20 amis, and so that sukkah is pasul. However, what about the following? Rav Ishaya Bai, Rav Ishaya asks as follows: Hevi Neser, let's say he brings a board which is at least 7x7 tefachim, and as we know, that's the size of a kosher sukkah. And he places it on top of a post in the middle of a sukkah, and that means in essence that he's elevating part of the floor of his sukkah. So pshita, it's obvious im yamud min ha neser, if he measures from the board itself to the schach, pay attention to the gears of change over here, ein kan esrim amo. So there isn't 20 amos of height, because as we just said, he's elevating the floor of his sukkah with this board. So measuring from the board to the schach, there's less than 20 amos of height. And also, im yamud min hakarka, if he's going to be measuring from the actual real floor, meaning from the ground to the schach, here again we have his gears of change, it's really just a switch of words, yesh kan esrim amo. So we do have more than 20 amos of height. And the main challenge here is that we don't have walls. Since the elevated floor is in the middle of the sukkah, we don't have any walls surrounding it. So we have to figure out a way to actually make a kosher wall. Now here's the question: Bezon and Bezon on top, Ma'at Ovid Le Ka'av your puzzle or Ke Schach puzzle? How do you treat the part of the Schach which is above 20 Amis? Is that like puzzle air or is that like puzzle Schach? So if you want to get a visual of this, just take a look at the Tzur Sadaf of the Gemara that you're looking at right now. Just imagine you're looking at a bird's eye view of your Sukkah. So the entire page is Schach. The middle section where the words of the Gemara actually are, that's the only section which is less than 20 Amis, because if we're measuring from this board that was elevating the floor of the sukkah, that's the only area which is less than 20 amos. So what about the Pnei Moshe and the Karban HaEdah, these two mefarshim on the sides of the Gemara? That's the schach, which is above 20 amos, because we're measuring from the karka, from the ground. How do we view that? Do we view that as air, or do we view that as schach pasul? And what would the nafka mina be? In tavdine ka'avir pasul, if you're going to view it as air, which is pasul, paisul b'shlesha tvachim. So that pasul is at three tvachim. We'll explain this in just a moment. Whereas in tavdine ka'schach pasul, if you're going to view it as schach pasul, ain't it paisul ala barba amos. It only pasul the four amos. Now these are two very important halachas, which we're going to be learning later on in the Masechta as well. If we have a certain psul with the schach, when does that render it pasul or not? So there's a key din. If we have three tvachim of airspace in between the wall of the sukkah and the schach, that whole area is pasul. And that's just with three tvachim. However, if we have schach there, it just happens to be pasul schach. Imagine you put some metal beams there, and metal beams are pasul schach. So that doesn't pasul the sukkah unless it's more than four amos. Because as we just mentioned briefly at the beginning of the Gemara, when we have less than four amos of schach pasul connected to the main wall of the sukkah, then we could apply the din called doifin akuma. It's like just one big bent wall up until the kosher schach. So again, coming back to our situation, where the middle section of the sukkah is within 20 amos of the raised floor, and that's fine, but the outer sections of schach are above 20 amos, and those are problematic. So if we're going to view those as air, then it would be pasul if it's just three tfachim, whereas if we view them as schach pasul, it would only be pasul if it's four amos. So how do we view this? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisro Rabban says, b'shem chizkiyah, mibnei ma'amru schach pasul ena paisal ala ba'arba amos. Why is it they said the schach pasul only pasul four amos? Shaloi ba el leter shal sukkah, because we're only trying to be machshir the sukkah. We want to be able to apply daifan akuma to say that we have walls for our sukkah. But that's only in a situation where everything else in the sukkah is fine, everything's perfectly okay, and we're just trying to connect the main wall of the sukkah with the actual schach. So then we'll say daifan akuma will, so to speak, bend the wall and include the pasul schach as part of the wall, and then connect it to the kosher schach, saying that we have a regular kosher sukkah. And that's what we do with the case we brought up at the beginning of the Gemara with this house that got a hole in the middle, so we would say daifan akuma. Over here, we're not just trying to extend the wall and bend it, we're actually trying to create a valid wall, because again, in the area where we have less than 20 amos from the elevated floor to the schach, there's no wall surrounding it. And so daifan akuma in this case would actually mean that we're making a real wall. In the classic case of daifan akuma with the house that has a hole in it, everything is kosher over here, we just have to bend the wall, bring it closer to that schach. But over here, we don't even have a wall, because as we said, it's higher than 20 amos, and that's why the two cases are not comparable. And therefore, in this situation, even though we do have schach here, it's not actually air, we nonetheless view it as air, as it's going to pasul at three tfachim, not at four amos. Har says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosha tells us, Utmiyano, I'm a wonderment, Hechar v'shayet srichole, how did Rabbi Shai even ask this question in the first place? V'lama lo yol v'lama min hadad, Rabba Bar Mamal. Why didn't you learn it from what Rabba Bar Mamal said? Titanin Taman, we have a mission over there, it's a little bit later on in the Masechta, we have an Erevin and Shabbos as well. Hamashal shad defanis v'mal l'maton, if a person starts lowering their walls from above to below, meaning they have their sukkah walls hanging, im gavayim min asar shal shad tfachim, psula. If it's three tfachim above the ground, it's pasul. Rabba Bar Mamal says, b'she'ein yeshev echa b'tzilin shal defanis. That's only if he's not sitting and eating in the shade of the walls, meaning if he's sitting on the ground, maybe he's in one of the Middle Eastern countries where they used to sit on the floor and eat, and so he's not near the walls because he's on the ground. There's at least three tefachim of airspace there, and the walls are only above, so he's not being guarded, if you will, by the walls, and so then it's possible. But if he's sitting on a chair, for example, by a table, so he's being surrounded by the walls, it's kosher. As we see from Rabba Bar Mamal, the sukkah loy tzricha karka, a sukkah doesn't need the ground. We don't measure the sukkah from the ground, we measure from where the walls are. And same thing over here. When we have this board, which is elevating the floor of the sukkah, at least a decent part of the floor, we only look at the board and the walls, and we don't pay attention to where the actual ground starts. So as Rabbi Shai asking this question in the first place. However, Rabbi Yosef says, "Less how does Rabba Bar Mamal ulfon? This man Rabba Bar Mamal can't teach us anything. That's because min masnisin yolflor Rabba Bar Mamal. Rabba Bar Mamal learns this from the following mishnah. The teen time one we have mishnah over there. This mishnah is Erevin, and this has to do with the din of transferring from one rishus to another. We know that it's also a transfer from rishus yachat to rishus rabim or vice versa on Shabbos, and that's da'i raisa. Now this din to Rabbanon that it's also to transfer to and from something called a karmelis. A karmelis is not a rishus rabim or rishus yachid, but mid Rabbanon it's still also a transfer to and from a karmelis. Now what does this mishnah tell us? Kitzoitzra shilamal min ayam. We have a kitzoitzra which is like a board of sorts. It's above the sea. It could be above some sort of body of water. Imagine you have waterfront property, and right outside your window you have a board, and in this board there's a hole. And the idea is, instead of having to go downstairs to the water to get some water, a bucket is simply lowered through the hole in this board, and you could draw water up that way. Pretty simple. It says the Mishnah, Ein mamalin amena b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to use this to fill up with water on Shabbos. Elam kein also mechitza gavaya asar tefachim. Unless there's a mechitza that's made 10 tefachim high, meaning it has to be 10 tefachim tall. Ben melman ben melmaton. Whether it's above or below. And the idea of these these mechitzas are, that the area within the mechitzas are considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So when the bucket is lowered through the mechitzas, so he's bringing the water through Rosh Hashanah Yachid to his Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's not a problem. He's not taking it from the water, which is a karmelis, into his Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He's taking it directly through Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, the Amr of Zaira, Rav Zaira says, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, B'shem Rav, Vushadeh mechitza meshukas b'mayim kemloy shaldali. That's only if the mechitzas are in the water, the amount that the bucket is going to go into the water to be filled up. So for example, let's say he's going to take his bucket and dip it 2 feet into the water in order to draw water up into his house. So the mechitzas have to go 2 feet into the water, and then that's sufficient. Now, what Baba or Mama learned from here is that we see that even though the mechitzas don't go all the way down to the bottom of the water, so really underneath the mechitzas is still a karmelis, it's only within the mechitzas that are in the water, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Nonetheless, we're only focusing on where the mechitzas are in the water. And since he's keeping his bucket within those mechitzas that he placed in the water, so he's just drawing from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and everything's fine. Same in regards to Sukkah, according to Rav Mamal. As long as you're sitting within the shade of the walls, even though underneath the walls there's airspace, that's not a problem. We just look at the walls. However, says the Gemara Veloy Damya, they're not comparable. Yam, karmelisi. The sea, or water, is a karmelis. And that's Eino Loi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Veloi Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And the only reason why we have to have the mechitzas in the water in the first place is just as a hecker, just as a recognition that the water is being drawn through Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But it's not a din, it's not a chiyuv that has to be like that, because again, it's only an Isser Drabanan in the first place to transfer from a karmelis to your Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And here he already has mechitzas above the water, so he is transferring from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the only reason why the mechitzas have to be inside the water is just as a hecker. From Hachai over here with Sukkah, HaTorah Amar, the Torah says, B'sukkahs teshvu, that you should dwell in Sukkahs. And what do we learn from here? Mikarka Sukkah at Moedid Esr Mama, that you're measuring from the floor of the Sukkah 20 Amas. We can't just say, oh, he's being protected by the walls because he's sitting above the floor and the airspace is below him. It doesn't work like that. With the mechitzas of Shabbos, maybe yes. But in regards to Sukkah, it does not work like that. That's Rabbi Yosha's question on Rabbi Shaya, why doesn't he just learn from Rabbi Bar Mamal, is not valid, because we just explained Rabbi Bar Mamal's din has nothing to do with Sukkah, and it was actually a mistake on Rabbi Bar Mamal's part. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.